kind of different ideas. There have been many particle physicists who come here. There have been anthropologists. There have been people talking about the philosophy of science, the behavior of bonobos, all manner of things. And yet one of the big questions we have at the end of every year is when will you have a hedgehog expert? Well, tonight. So, let your please welcome to the stage the finest hedgehog expert I know in the Oxfordshire area. Have possibly not, but I haven't really looked into it. Hugh Warwick!
Thank you. Now, a few years ago, when I looked like this, I was radio-tracking hedgehogs around Devon and found my little Willy being eaten by a badger. What that taught me was two really important things. One is that badgers are a natural predator of hedgehogs, and the other is that you should take care when naming the hedgehogs you're studying. From now on, at least one of my hedgehogs is always going to be called Throbbing Gristle, just in case. Tonight, I'm going to be introducing you to an application of the theory of relativity and how it can best be applied to improving the life of hedgehog researchers. I think that's quite a useful tool. Over the years of studying hedgehogs, I have nearly 30 now, I've uncovered many depressing and some quite exciting things. The most depressing one is that we've lost in the last 10 years over a third of all our hedgehogs. There's a rate of hedgehog decline in this country faster than the rate of decline of tigers in the wild. That's depressing, and there's no funny bit in that bit at all. It's just really sad. The most exciting thing is I've discovered that the hedgehog is the most important creature on the planet, and that between its muddy little paws is held the key to the salvation of humanity. Now, I have, over the years, been talking at some length about this and how important the hedgehog is, and amongst friends and family, there has been a growing sense of despair. They have begun to look at me as if I'm peculiar, as if I'm a little bit odd. And I think I am, and in fact I know I am entirely right. The hedgehog is preeminent amongst all species, even the big issue thinks so. But I decided that to try and salvage something from my friends and my relationship, my marriage, my children, try to normalize myself, I would apply the theory of relativity. This is the one that goes that if I want to look tall, I stand next to somebody small. You see? So if I want to appear normal, I find people who like hedgehogs in a stranger way than I do, stand next to them, and everybody's going to think I'm okay. I hope it works. So I had this part, I was looking around the UK trying to find stranger people in me and failing. But I got an invitation from the, here we go, the Rocky Mountain Hedgehog Show. Anyone been to the Rocky Mountain Hedgehog Show? Good. So, the Rocky Mountain Hedgehog Show takes place in Denver in Colorado every 2 years, and it is fantastic. It's very like, in many respects, Crufts, except it's mainly hedgehogs, and any that misbehave get eaten by Floyd. So I was invited there to talk, they keep pet hedgehogs, African pygmy hedgehogs. I was to talk about real hedgehogs, Erinaceus europaeus, our Western European hedgehog, and the ridiculous cull that was being planned up in the Outer Hebrides. I was doing proper stuff. And they said, whilst I thought, this is the perfect environment, I'm going to meet strange people. Oh my goodness. So the first person I met was a woman called Dawn Rebel, and she's an animal communicator. And she was there holding a hedgehog. There were two very worried-looking adult people, and she was standing there to pretend this is the hedgehog. She's looking at it and going, "Yes." Well, she didn't speak quite like that, but you can imagine. Yes, it's. I can understand why your hedgehog is not settling in at home, Misty. The spirit of your previous hedgehog has not passed across the Rainbow Bridge. And if you give me money, I will help facilitate that. Yes, I am beginning to feel more and more normal. After a little bit, they said, "Would I like to stay for the International Hedgehog Olympic Games?" Oh, by the way, you win rosettes if your cute hedgehog wins. "Would I like to stay for the International Hedgehog Olympic Games?" Now, being English, I'm prone to the use of irony and stuff, and I will say things which aren't true and wait for people to go, "Really?" This is an irony-free zone. The International Olympic Committee has been in touch with IHOG, as it is known, to ask them to make sure there's no sense of any endorsement. And in fact, it's a very different event. Essentially, it's a triathlon. First of all, they do the sprint, and the hedgehog is placed in a large hamster ball and runs down a track. Then there are the hurdles, which is a challenge, because hedgehogs do not naturally jump. And finally, the floor exercises, where the hedgehog has to go through a small tunnel over a teeter-totter, which you have to say is a better way of describing a seesaw. And for reasons which nobody could adequately explain, knock over a My Little Pony. Points are awarded for the style with which the hedgehogs complete these tasks and deducted for inappropriate defecation. I was able to return to Oxford and to carry on my normal practice of snuffling around in the undergrowth with hedgehogs, but confident, absolutely confident, that I am absolutely, totally, and really, relatively, very normal. Thank you very much.